So it's great to talk to you today, Amy. So tell us about the Roots North Music Festival. I think it's the third year, isn't it?
It is. We're at year number three. We're going strong and growing, too. We've had to move venues. So year number three has seen us move into, it's a new venue as well, the St. Paul Center in downtown Orillia. And we are really proud of the type of music that we present, which is roots music, Canadian music, and also we love to support and foster local music, so we have a lot of local music part of our program, and we like to present them on our main stage, and then we'll have a late night stage as well at another new venue in Orillia called the Geneva Center. And then speckled all throughout the weekend, we have downtown Orillia venues participating, bars and a yoga studio and cafes, and they'll have lots of great entertainment all throughout the weekend. The intention of the festival was all about the artists, really. I think the original founders, I'm coming in on, this is my second year, so I'm one of the newbies of the festival. But the original intention was to really focus on a specific genre, roots music and singer-songwriters and the local component as well, and bluegrass and old-timey. And also, like I said, to also celebrate a lot of our local talent, because like any community, it's important to celebrate the people that are a part of it and create a beautiful art form as well. So yeah.
So the festival takes place April the 21st and 22nd. I know you've announced some acts, so tell us who will be playing, just to whet people's appetite.
Well, on the main stage, we'll be having a local musician who got her start in Orillia. She's off in BC now, Cassie De Silva. And we'll also have Jim Bryson, the wonderful Jim Bryson. And we have Birds of Bellwoods, a really great Toronto, up-and-coming Toronto band, Kaya Cater. And headlining Friday and Saturday night. Friday night, we'll have Danny Michelle. We've got lots of really great feedback about him. Of course, he's wonderful. And on the Saturday night, we're going to have Digging Roots, who is considered a local band. They're based out of Barrie, and they're bass players from Orillia. So we're quite excited. This has been a really fun program to put together for Roots North 2017.
Sounds like it's going to be fabulous. Now, I remember when the first time I saw Digging Roots, mm-hmm. I actually came in the room to see them, and I was at the Folk Music Ontario conference, and I didn't know who I was listening to, because I was late getting in. I hadn't got my program out, and I started, and I was in the room, and it's like, oh my God, these guys are great. And they have such a wonderful live performance. I mean, they really are engrossing.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of their live performance as well. I've seen them at conferences and at festivals, and they never put on the same show twice. They're very specific about what they present to each audience, which is really special. And I think their music is more relevant now than ever before. They speak about a lot of things that we really crave right now in this world. A lot of universal themes, but they all seem to hit home, no matter what your persuasion is. So yeah, it's going to be a really magical night with them for sure.
And of course, Danny Michelle has just released the Klebnikov album, which is that album that he recorded on a Russian icebreaker as he was crossing the Arctic Ocean. It's a great album, and he again is another fabulous live performer.
He is. He has this infectious energy on stage, and his character really shines through in his music, and not just in the lyrics, but in his musicality as well. He's very playful and has a lot of fun with whatever song he does. He has all these different unique projects that he takes on. So every concert, again, for Danny, just like Digging Roots, is different because he has all these brand new stories to tell. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what he has to talk about.
So you've mentioned the main stage performance. Can you tell us about anybody else who will be playing around Orillia at that time, the people on the program?
Yeah, for sure. The Friday night, We have at one of the very famous local establishments, Press Gang Mutiny. So they'll be performing a lot of traditional sea shanties and old-timey maritime songs. So this is their return. We've never had a return band. I guess in 3 years it's hard to have a return artist, but they were so popular last year that we brought them back, and we're really excited for them again. And we'll also have at a local art shop at Harold and Fern, someone who's kind of new to the neighborhood, Darren Davis. Him and his wife, Amy Jeffries, are performing. I've gotten word, we're just putting together a lot of really great local and other acts. Also at Apple Annie's, downtown Orillia, on Saturday afternoon, we're going to have Richard Laviolette and the Oil Spills. They're just released a new album.
A fabulous album.
Yeah, yeah, fabulous. We're going to get a new, we're going to get a preview of that new album. That's going to be amazing to see him live. Oh, who else? There's just so much. There's a lot of music that we're going to have at the Farmers Market downtown Orillia. We'll have an acoustic jam session at a bar called the Hog and Penny. There's so much. There's so much going on. And then we'll also have, after the main stage at St. Paul's, we'll have another show for you at the Geneva Center, and that's going to be a pretty exciting band. We can't quite say who it is yet.
No, that's great. Well, I know that whenever you're putting on an event like this, you have to kind of let things out as they come together. It sounds like it's going to be a fabulous festival. Now, if people want to learn more about the festival and get tickets, how can they do that?
Well, if you are in the Orillia area, you can go downtown to Alley Cat's Music and Art. You can get weekend passes or a day pass for either Friday or Saturday. And those passes get you into St. Paul's. As well, they get you into the Geneva Center, so you see the main stage, you see the after show, and then you get to see all the other events as well. Also, you can get tickets online at rootsnorthmusic.ca. Tickets right now are in the early bird stages, so they're $35 for a weekend pass, or you can get your day pass for $27.50, and I think it's a pretty good deal for all the fantastic music that we have. We're also on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, so you can find us in all those forms as well. And we are updating constantly about artists and other information as well. So that's a great way to plug into the festival.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great weekend and certainly a great deal. I wanted to thank you for spending time to talk to us today. And we have just one thing left to do, and that is to play the next artist. Who are we going to play?
Oh, there's so much to choose from. I am quite partial to Kaya Cater, and I think we'll listen to something from her brand new album, Ninepin. How about Rising Down?
That's an absolutely perfect choice. This is Kaya Cater with Rising Down from the album Ninepin. And thanks again, Amy, for chatting with us today.
Thank you, Jen.
Is a symbol of my life. true.